You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 15 to 18. I read, "The merchant of these things, who became rich by her, will stand at a distance for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, 'Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour such great riches came to nothing. Every shipmaster, all who travel by ship, sailors, and as many as trade on the sea stood at a distance and cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What is like this great city?'" Now, this is the revelation of the city that reigns over the earth, that is called Babylon, that controls the wealth, the riches, and the abominations of the earth. But I want you to pay particular attention to something, because this city became exceedingly rich and made many cities on earth to be rich. What you see on earth is a reflection of certain things that are happening in the spirit. But I want you to note something in that verse 17. He said, "For in 1 hour such great riches came to nothing." God brought a city that had been in existence for years that we cannot even fathom, and had acquired great riches, and it was through her that many nations became rich. And all of that wealth, in 1 hour, everything came to nothing. Brethren, if this is how a spiritual city with great wealth, if this is how it was brought to nothing, all the riches in it was brought to nothing in 1 hour, how much more your own riches? That is why the Bible says in Psalm 62 verse 10, "If riches increase, set not your heart on it." Don't trust in riches. It can be brought to an end in 1 hour. I've seen people that have so much money, and then with one sickness, all that money was gone. I know a chief executive who worked for years at the top of his career, made so much money. And when he retired, almost the week he retired, to now enjoy the wealth he has accumulated, the wife took ill. And they spent so much money because it was cancer. He kept on pumping money. It was looking hope at the end of the tunnel. But when he finished spending that money, the wife died. He became nothing. This is a true life story. He sold his house. I know that house. I've been to that house. So I'm not telling you fables. I'm telling you a true life story. That's why the scripture says, trust not in riches. Some of you think that it is the wealth you accumulate that will take care of you in your old age. And you don't know that it is God that keeps in old age. You are struggling today. You do not have time for God because you are pursuing wealth. You are pursuing riches. Are we saying you should not work? Certainly not. We are simply saying, don't trust in riches. It can come to an end in an hour. If the riches of a great city comes to an end in 1 hour, how much more your own small amount of money that you have in bank that you think you have something? Brethren, let our heart be in Jesus, not in money. You cannot serve God and mammon. Thank you for listening. For inquiries and counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.